Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, beautiful stretch of weather, man. If you were outside yesterday, and I was for a couple of hours, it was like fall almost. It really was. Not quite, but for us it was like fall. I bet it's like fall in New Hampshire, where we find Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. Classes have started, football started, and it's about 50 degrees here.
Oh, you son of a gun, you man. I wish it was that way here. So here's the deal. Just so you know where my head's at, okay? Republicans suck. Democrats suck. They're the problem. No, they're the problem. No, they're the problem. No, it's them. No, it's them. What about Biden? What about Trump? What about Obama? What about Bush? That's where I am in all of this, but we got to talk about it. So let's talk about the budget. Do you ever get that way?
Everybody's right.
Do you ever get that way or not, honestly, as a political scientist? How do you not just get so fed up with it?
You know, I've gotten to that point many, many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pox on both of all of their houses.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the way politics goes. If you watch things and then watch what's happened throughout history, people go into politics for their own benefits. They use the idea that they're going to help the people as a vehicle to get them there. And then, as Mark Twain said, only a fool goes into Congress poor and comes out poor.
Mm. There you go. Let's talk about what's going on with the budget, because I know people are texting about Democrats, Republicans, blah, 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 blah. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Tell me about what's going on with the budget.
Well, the budget's going to run out of money. We're going to hit our debt limit. We're going to go through the same sort of dance that we've gone through before. And you and I have talked about that use this as leverage to try to get political gains in other areas, and then eventually they will pass a piece of legislation that's loaded down with goodies for both sides' favorite friends, and we'll go on to the next one of these crises.
And all the while decry the deficit and the debt and how it's terrible and something's got to be done, right?
Yeah, and actually this time it might be the case that something could be done. Not that necessarily is good, but something could be done. Because usually it's the president's party that wins in these sorts of battles. Mm-hmm. The president has the bully pulpit. The president is actually spending the money, and they can decide what they're going to close down to make people hurt out in the public. The party that usually wants to reduce spending usually loses these battles. But I don't see which party wants to reduce spending right now. But it may be the time when both parties can get together and say, get rid of this whole idea of this debt limit, which certainly hasn't done anything to keep our debt down. So to get rid of this kind of false idea of the debt limit and just go on like almost every other country in the world does and just pass a budget and spend it.
So, in other words, let's admit it. Let's be honest that we're just going to spend as much as they give us, or more, actually. So let's just keep spending, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with everything you said except the let's be honest part.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. I lost my head there. Let's talk about Social Security. Is anybody addressing that at all?
Not so much, but it's something that that will happen. It's actually kind of a similar set of processes that are going to go there. I think both parties are kind of lining up to see how they can benefit from putting in a scare on Social Security. You've certainly been seeing it in the, I've been seeing it on the news and the press, in my email feeds, because I'm unfortunately turning that age right about now. Where Social Security becomes a possibility. But it's in legislation that when they officially run out of money, and I put air quotes or run out of money because of their trust fund will disappear, which never really was there, but on paper it will disappear, that they have to start making cuts. And when that happens, you know, the cuts will go in automatically, which is a trick that Congress likes to put in on itself to constrain itself. They just happen to the cuts are things that the bad things will happen automatically, and they can wash their hands of that problem. But they'll deal with something. Unfortunately, they could have been dealing with this 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Everybody knew this was eventually going to come, with some minor tinkering. Now they're going to have to do some more major tinkering to make it come to deal with it, or basically rewrite the legislation that's underneath Social Security, which I don't think they have the time or the political will to do.
I can't imagine an elected official actually being in office and saying, okay, we're cutting your Social Security 35%. I can't imagine that happening. You?
You remember the last time they kind of did this, tinkered with this a bit? Dan Morozinkowski was chairman of Ways and Means, and he had elderly citizens beating on his car on the streets of Chicago. There's a reason I tell my students why the Congress doesn't really address the issues that are important to young people, but they do address the issues that are old important to old people, because the old people vote.
And there's more of them now than they did then.
Yes, there are, and they will get out and vote on this, especially in the midterm. So this is, I think what we're seeing with the ramping up of Social Security is fun for the midterms.
So it's either, when it comes to Social Security, it's either mid-years or a big election. Nobody is going to say they're the ones that's going to cut Social Security. So tell me how you see this story ending. Do they just print more money? Can the government do that? I don't know.
The problem is that the way Social Security was created was that it was an insurance program, and it theoretically did like an insurance program where somebody takes your money and invests it, and they know how many people are going to be born and die and how much money comes in, and they have a revenue stream that can be paid out with this. And they're supposed to invest the money, and the money that's invested builds up additional monies, and that allows them to continue to pay this thing off. Well, of course, that money that they were supposed to invest never was invested. It was just basically swapped on the ledger sheets from one side of the government to the other side of the government. And it's gone out. It's run out. So they can't just print more money to do this, because the underlying legislation says that the money that they must cut spending on benefits if the trust fund, again air quotes, that the trust fund runs out of money. So they're going to have to do something to deal with that sort of legislative problem there, as well as the financial problem. So
I want to get more into this trust fund, if we can, Andy, because people think the trust fund has been raided. You say it's on paper only. Was there ever money in it? I don't understand the way that was all set up. You can pick it up. We come back. 620, traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Wildcats 1-0, right?
They are.
There you go. Who they beat?
North Carolina Central.
Ooh. Powerhouse. So Al Gore, back during the presidential campaign against Bush, this goes back a long way, said that he would veto any plan that takes money out of Social Security and uses it for any other purchase. That means Gore would have to veto his own plan because, again, paying down the debt is not reserving funds for Social Security. Now, if then-Vice President Al Gore can be confused about this, what hope does a simpleton like me have of understanding this, Andy?
Well, he probably understood it, but he was trying to confuse other people.
Ah, I got you.
So really what it is the lockbox that Gore talked about never really existed. Social Security is allowed to invest money, but it's only allowed to invest its money in UST bills, which is U.S. debt. And those aren't doing so well recently. Mm-hmm. But as far as raiding the lockbox, as people say, unfortunately, since the 1960s, there really hasn't even been a lockbox, other than the fiction of it being on paper within the budget. It hasn't been there at all. It's been part of the general revenue stream. So we've been paying as a pay-as-you-go basis for Social Security for decades, or half a century.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly. Taking money out of your right pocket and put it in your left.
Right. Okay.
And with a little bit of part of it gone in the transfer from right to left.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So it's been going on for a long time.
You got to go wet the beak a little bit, right?
Well, you know, everybody needs to get fed.
Exactly.
And so it's been a fiction that we've all known. People in Congress have known this for years. Nobody wants to touch it because every time it gets touched, somebody loses. I think you mentioned with Gore, when he was running against Bush, Bush wanted to privatize Social Security, allow you to invest your money into, say, the stock market or something like that. But that was decried as being risky and advantageous to the bankers and the Wall Street brokers. But, well, at least you might have had some money because I think your 401k has done a whole lot better than the money that was in the lockbox. Mm-hmm. This has been a political problem that nobody wants to fix. And the longer it goes on, the harder and harder it is to fix. So now people will start to feel the pain in about 2028 or something like that. The fun will really begin.
Is there any research to show that people are getting increasingly curmudgeonly about politics, as are you and I, or maybe we're just too close to it because, you know, let's face it, they're all full of crap. That's the way I look at it. So I don't get myself all – I'm serious, Andy. I don't get myself all wound up about Democrats this, Trump that, whoever, you know, Akeem this or Chuck that, or it's just they're all – you know, serving themselves. I hate to say that, but it's hard for me to really think that there's a knight on a white horse up in Washington.
Well, you're probably right. The way I look at it is it's like watching big time wrestling. You know, you can get all wound up about the people that are bouncing out in the ring, but you know the game's rigged. In this case, the game is rigged for the benefit of the politicians, and they are certainly not going to cut each other's throats to keep the gravy train to stop the gravy train. I never really get too upset or too concerned, or gets concerned about it, to tell you the truth, because eventually you
it's
run out of
land, right?
Yes, but I don't get concerned with the behavior because this is what they do.
It's kind of like we're in a plane, and the pilot is steering it, and the co-pilot, and the cockpit is locked. You can't get in there, and there's not a damn thing you can do anyway. You can get concerned about the turbulence, you can get concerned about the landing, but in the meantime, to say this pilot's good, this pilot's bad, you're just kind of spinning your wheels, aren't you?
And both pilots are in there drinking champagne and eating caviar.
With the feet up. There you go. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it as always. Andy Smith, Director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. I hope our cynicism didn't fall too heavy on you today. But, man, don't tear up a relationship. Don't tear up a marriage over this or that or the other thing, because it's just, like he said, it's like wrestling. And I think sometimes they know the way it's going to end before it even starts. We'll take a break, come back, talk about Mardi Gras and Jefferson Parish with Hans Liljeburg. I know we have to cover it, so we do, but that's why we prefer to do more like podcasts, look at some different things besides. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Hoke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.